Welcome to the Live Greatly podcast. I'm your host, Crystal Bauer. It's time to say goodbye to sacrificing your well-being on the way to success. As an entrepreneur in wellness, integrative medicine fellow, university lecturer, longtime physician assistant, experienced in integrative psychiatry and functional medicine, and a keynote speaker, I have a lot of experience and expertise to share. So get ready to optimize your well-being and move in the direction of your dreams. Help spread this valuable and powerful message by sharing the podcast with your friends, family, and community. Together, we can make a profound impact on the world. We are so lucky to have an incredible guest today, Amy Jo Martin, and she is an author, a speaker, founder, CEO, podcast host, and innovation advocate. Amy Jo helps people do difficult things. She's the author of the New York Times bestselling book, Renegades Write the Rules, host of the Why Not Now podcast, where she's had some really incredible guests, including Jessica Alba, Tony Robbins, and Mark Cuban. She's the founder of the Renegade Brand Bootcamp. Amy Jo founded Digital Royalty, one of the first ever social media agencies to help corporations, celebrities, and sports entities humanize their brands online through social communication channels. Amy Jo has worked closely with world-renowned brands such as Hilton Worldwide, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and Shaquille O'Neal to successfully humanize their presence. Her motto is humans connect with humans, not logos. With a social media following of more than 1 million people, Amy Jo was named the third most powerful woman on Twitter by Forbes and has spoken to thousands at events across the globe, sharing her renegade mentality, philosophy, tools, and life lessons. Recently, Amy Jo became a mom for the first time, and she lives in the forest with her husband, Richard, her son, Lincoln, and their two Aussie shepherds. So welcome. I'm so excited that you're here.
Thank you for having me, Crystal. I'm excited to be here. I love how the puppies actually made it into the intro too.
We have Keyshawn Toby, and he was kind of our first baby before we had our children, you know, so I definitely like including the dogs in the intros when I can.
Yes, I love it. I love it.
And so you know, reading your bio, what comes to me initially is like you're a natural born leader. That's what I got. That's kind of the vibe that I got from your story. So I'm just curious, is that the case? Have you kind of been a leader since childhood, or did that develop as you've grown?
Oh, interesting question. So I would maybe even use the word renegade instead of leader, possibly, but I do think of renegades as being leaders. Definitely from an early age, had kind of a, you know, a just crush on innovation, meaning I always wanted to try and do what hasn't been done or explore where no one has gone. And so it started early. I grew up in rural Wyoming and then spent a little bit of time in Kansas too, with my family moving around often. And we lived in a single wide trailer, and we'd move our home wherever we went, you know, next. And there was just a lot of change from a location standpoint. And it really helped me learn how to adapt and explore. And so, yeah, I love to guide. I love to guide people down those black diamond mountains of life and business and do difficult things.
Wow. You know, and it sounds like you have quite a sense of curiosity too. You know, you wrote your book, and I would love it if you could just share a little bit about that and some of the things that you cover in there.
Yes. And touching back on curiosity, I swear it's like a hobby of mine. You know, I love to just learn and get curious. So my first book, Renegades Write the Rules, it really summed up all of the learnings and case studies that I had created from my first company and working with a lot of these colorful kind of iconic brands and individuals. And it's all about how to humanize your brand online, to build a presence. And, you know, a lot of what I teach, whether it's women or it's high profile individuals, students, and even apply to myself, you know, humans do connect with humans. Mm-hmm. And what I've learned is that connection converts. So whatever your version of conversion looks like, whatever you're trying to do, that real connection will convert. And, there are some fundamentals that I've learned that just still ring to be true, regardless of how much the social communication space has shifted.
I love that. You know, I think looking back when I first kind of started out on my journey, I wanted others to perceive me as perfect. I wanted to come across that I had everything all figured out, you know, and I've really realized throughout my process of growing my brand and just developing, coming into who I am, that it's really more about exposing, I think, those vulnerabilities and just being honest and authentic, because that's what people relate to. And it's, I think for me, it took a little bit of a shift in mentality. Like, you don't need to come across as perfect. The post doesn't need to be perfect. The words don't need to be perfect, right? It's kind of that humanizing, which for me in the beginning was a little hard to do. I'm not going to lie, just because I think I still have a little bit of those perfectionist tendencies there. But I'm getting more comfortable with it. I'm curious if you have any suggestions for how people can be comfortable with that whole aspect of imperfections and all being visible.
Yeah. And just getting comfortable with being uncomfortable is such an asset to live what I refer to as like the renegade lifestyle or renegade mentality, right? So anytime we innovate, adversity is going to follow. It's like clockwork. Anytime you do something new, it's either going to make you uncomfortable or the people around you, especially if you're in, you know, a work setting. And so getting comfortable with just knowing that's going to happen, you can have healthy tension. And looking at adversity as an asset in disguise. So in this case with, let's just say personal branding or showing up online, sharing your voice, owning your voice, you don't brand yourself. You just are yourself, and that creates your brand. So I think a lot of people want to create something perfect and polished because the classic term branding, and just even in marketing school, they taught us brands are perfect and contrived and polished, static, beautiful, and there's equity, you know, there's brand speak and you don't mess around with it. And then you look at humans and people, it's the opposite. We're messy. We make mistakes. We're never the same. We're always evolving, rough around the edges, you know? And so I think that's where things are counterintuitive. Mm-hmm. And I know in my experience, especially growing my presence online, which was very innocent, it wasn't intentional in the beginning. And, if you're not careful, you can start creating something that will elbow out the real you and start telling a story that you think people want to hear or posting what you think people want to see or what they want you to do. And you can rewrite that story at any time, but it does become a little dangerous to get out of alignment like that.
Yeah. I love that you just said you can rewrite that story at any time. I think that that is just such an important thing to remember, that no matter where you're at, like, you always have the opportunity to choose again. That's something that I'm all for. And I love too that you said that you have to get comfortable with being uncomfortable. That's actually one of the topics that I speak about, because I used to be afraid of public speaking. I used to be petrified of public speaking. And part of just my journey was starting to ask questions like, am I afraid of it because I'm bad at it? Because I had assumed that. I had assumed it was just because I was bad at it. But I discovered it made me uncomfortable. So that, you know, that newness of it, the fear of not wanting to fail, made me think I was bad. And I just, that shift of recognizing like, no, this is a new skill. It's something new, and lean into that discomfort. It was so empowering, because then I realized like, okay, then I can overcome it. And that just opened up so many new doors for me. So I'm such an advocate for that, of really pushing out of your comfort zone, you know, to discover those hidden talents. One other thing I want to chat about briefly as far as social media, something that I am always thinking about as a mom. I really want to protect boundaries of my family, the boundaries of what I'm willing to share, what I'm not willing to share. And I post a lot with my brand Live Greatly, but I never post family photos on my business accounts. But I see some people do it, and I think it's beautiful. So I'm curious what recommendations you have for people, how to protect your boundaries and even like discover what your boundaries are, I guess, when it comes to social media.
Yeah. So I think when kind of going back to the human experience where everybody is different. And so of course there is no template or right or wrong. It's more about what your level of comfort is and also thinking about what's your goal. And as multifaceted people that we are, we're interested in many things. One way to round out that picture is sharing other aspects of who you are. And one of those potential things could be your family and just your experience as a parent. It doesn't even have to be showing your family, but there's so much self-reflection and learning as we become parents anyway. And that learning can be a form of value for other people. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's a spectrum on where people land in terms of what they feel comfortable sharing and showing. Mm-hmm. And the truth is you have full control, right? It's not like this is paparazzi and
very true.
Control over that dial and what you choose to share and not share. In my experience, the most successful people are humanizing themselves, meaning they're connecting at an emotional level. You mm-hmm. absolutely do not need to share your children or things mm-hmm. that you're not comfortable with in order to be successful in that way. Mm-hmm. And it may also, you know, on the flip side, be what helps you connect with other people. So mm-hmm. like in my experience, I had my first child and only child so far, Lincoln, at 27 weeks. So that was 3 months early. Mm-hmm. And it's just part of my style and who I am to share different aspects mm-hmm. of my journey, and has been. So mm-hmm. I did decide, but it was an intentional decision with my family. And, you know, it was always through the lens of things I'm learning that hopefully other people could find value in.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
But of course it's a personal thing. But the key is that in my experience to diversify the value that you're offering mm-hmm. and content. So whether that's education, one of my education products is called Humanize to Monetize. It's a course online. And one of the things we go through is how to diversify your value offering. Is it, you know, looking at different buckets as education, reciprocation, is it inspiration, information, entertainment? And so you have all these different ways to deliver value and content and keeping it diversified so people don't feel like you're selling and marketing, because it's not media, it's communication.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, those are all really, really good points. And being, you know, you're a newer mom, your son, as you said, 18 months, is that right?
Yes, or 15, correct.
I think a lot of women who have kids and are working can relate to the balancing act and just trying to, you know, I still feel like I want to be like, I'm a stay-at-home mom, but I'm also running a business. So it's like, I feel that desire to want to do it all, where I have to check myself and be like, okay, I need to set boundaries. I have time just to be with the kids. I have time to get my stuff done. But there is, for me, I know that desire still as a mom, like I want to be doing more. And I think for me, it's just continually checking in and evaluating and tweaking. And, you know, some weeks are going to be better than others where things feel a little bit more balanced. But I'm curious what your experience has been with that so far.
It is. It's such a wild experience too. I mean, I think even the introduction into parenting was just wild. I almost had Lincoln on an airplane and it was just a long story, but so none of this was even what I imagined. It never is, right? But I've always subscribed to something that a mentor told me once, Tony Hsieh, the CEO of Zappos. It's all about work-life integration versus separation. So I try not to over compartmentalize because I see such value in integration, whether that's not being so rigid and even creativity flows in and out. Mm-hmm. It's 2020, especially right now. There is no separation for a lot of us, right? They're literally on the other side of that wall or maybe mm-hmm. even in the same room.
Right.
So I really, as a fairly structured kind of A-type personality, it's always been a reminder that it's actually really strategic, I think, to try and look at how we can innovate our days to better serve what we wanted our day to look like and kind of let go of the norm per se and just make our own norm. So I started my first company, geez, 12 plus years ago. And that was one of the reasons I left the NBA where I was working prior was I really just wanted to design my own day. I knew I'm a hard worker, constantly looking to it's just in my blood. I enjoy it. And I'm going to do it anyway. I might as well do it how and when I want. So I think sometimes it can just sound kind of romantic or a little far-fetched, but not anymore. Not with the way that I think our society is operating now. It's much more conducive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally agree. And I have to say, I feel that same way since I've started my business, since I was working in healthcare in integrative psychiatry, functional medicine. I had my clinical hours. I was going into the office, and I left that and I started my business. And there's such a sense of freedom. Like, I love the flexibility of just being able to create my day depending on what I'm inspired to do, it all comes down to just that's liberating. I love having that, that flexibility, especially with the kids now. It's huge with COVID to be able to have that flexibility for sure. One thing that I would love to hear a little bit about is how you stay grounded and how you help optimize your self-care and well-being doing all the things that you're doing. Because you're a very driven person. I mean, you've accomplished so much. So how do you do that and stay, I guess, healthy and vibrant, with your mind and your body?
Well, geez, thank you. A lot of it's internal, right? So I learned kind of the hard way. Almost everything is an inside job for me. So it's a bit of a 180 from what I used to subscribe to, just more of the outside and the external validation, whether it's more, recognition or money or whatever. It was just constantly chasing that external carrot. And I don't even like carrots. And I realized I always ended up short, regardless of what it looked like on the outside with success. Mm-hmm. And I'm using air quotes here. And it was perceived to be very successful, but there was an empty, just void and deficit inside. And it was really a purpose problem. Mm-hmm. So I've kind of been to both ends of the spectrum, from the one side being the hustle, chase, grind, 24/7 data, spreadsheets, not rough around the edges, but just getting shit done and can make it happen. Right. And I think I was pushing from a place of trying to prove something, and it worked to a certain extent from the outside looking in, but actually it didn't on the inside, and exhausted and just complete burnout. There was a point where I was on 210 flights in 1 year, averaging 4 hours of sleep a night, and just relationships were on the rocks. Health was on the rocks, like you name it. But then I did a pendulum swing and kind of subscribed to this other side of the spectrum. I love a good old pendulum swing. And I was like, learn to meditate and drinking kombucha and doing yoga and journaling and, manifesting and allowing, surrendering, which is great because I really needed that. Mm-hmm. And just the ability to hear my own internal compass and GPS. Mm-hmm. That's data.
Yeah.
But what I realized is I'm actually best not on one side or the other, and not just in the middle in terms of the word balance doesn't really exist for me. But if you can imagine going inward and up and kind of like creating a peak, that's what I really believe in. As far as if one side's a 10 and one side's a 0, I don't want to just water down and be a 5 on both. I really want to elevate upward and bring it in and keep that those assets on both sides. So that's really what I try to practice. I refer to it as the quantum peak. Ooh. You're going up. So, but it's also something that I see with all the women I work with, all the renegade women with my renegade program, and everyone is driven and successful from the, you know, the outside and a lot of times the inside definition. But we don't really see a lot of both. We see a lot of one side of the spectrum or the other. And I like to bring my spreadsheets and my spirituality together. And, you know, they shouldn't, there's no reason they can't coexist and they don't need to be watered down. So, yeah.
I love that. I think, yeah, there's this idea sometimes with spirituality that you're just going to sit and meditate all day. And then I'm an avid meditator and it has changed my life, but really what it does for me, it grounds me. And I really feel like it opens me up to inspiration because I'm an action taker and I like having big visions and big goals and big dreams, but I also then enjoy that time to just reconnect with myself. And again, that's like, I feel like that just gets the juices flowing of ideas, you know, where I'm like, okay, I just came in from a great run. I had a great meditation. And then I'm so excited for whatever is coming my way. So I think that, you know, meditation is wonderful, but then there's also then taking action, right? To go and move in the direction of your dreams. So as far as success, I would love to hear about any trends or qualities that you've noticed with the people that you've worked with that you feel like are successful. And I think success, you know, everybody has a different definition of what that means. But you know, you've worked with some really big names and just wondering if you noticed anything that they all kind of seem to have in common.
This is such a great question. And I actually have done, you know, looking at, so I'm 20 years into my career right now and 11 or 12 of which have been entrepreneurship. And even before I, you know, had worked with the Dwayne The Rock Johnsons of the world and Nike and whatever, I was fortunate to be exposed to some very innovative big thinkers and doers. And so I've been kind of monitoring this over the past two decades, but then also I think we're 200, we're 4 years into our podcast and I interview individuals mm-hmm. that you mentioned. And really my curiosity is how do they get from idea to action? If we dissect that delta between when you have an idea spark and when you take your first step, like green lighting it, what happens in between and that little bridge? Because most people don't, a lot of people never cross it, right? Mm-hmm. So the why not now idea. And so as I look at all the data, interviewing 200 plus people, 20 years of experience, all these people tend to have similar steps, things they do. There are five things. It's the renegade mentality. Mm. And one of which I mentioned earlier, they leverage adversity. They leverage it so much to turn it into an asset. So this isn't about let's make lemonade out of lemons and have a positive attitude. That's great too. And one of the other ones has to do with mental, physical, and emotional mm-hmm. state of mind and being aware of it. But using adversity as a springboard and mining it for the asset is one of the things I've seen them all do. And another thing is really not giving yourself an out. So renegades are so good at putting a mechanism in place to hold them accountable. So you're probably amazing at this too, Crystal, because it sounds like you are action, action. Mm-hmm. And in order to do that, we need to feel a little momentum and maybe even a little good, healthy pressure. And so don't give yourself an out, meaning do something to that, you know, will push you across that starting line and green light that idea. It could be telling someone who's going to hold you accountable intentionally mm-hmm. or stating it somewhere that you can't reverse engineer or, mm-hmm. you know, Julius Caesar has a quote, he said, if you want to take the island, you burn your boat. Like you can't, there's no leaving. So I love to do that too, of pushing myself across that starting line, because immediately, even if it's the babiest of steps to get across it, you get that momentum on your side. And one small win, even if it's small, is going to lead to the next and the next and the next. So those are a couple, there's five things, but You know, we talked about this earlier, getting comfortable with being uncomfortable. It's almost a craving for innovators and renegades. It's like they seek opportunities, and then you get comfortable, and then there's a next level, and you keep pushing that boundary up. And so, yeah, those are a couple of things, but fascinating to just witness.
Yeah, I love that. Another thing that I've noticed, I think a lot of it too has to do with who you're surrounding yourself with. So if you have a group of people who are really going after their dreams, they're having successes, they're really motivated, I think it makes you feel like it's possible, right? So I think like mentorship and just having, again, like someone you mentioned to hold you accountable. But, you know, I found on my journey, it's kind of like when you start your, you know, if you're an entrepreneur or your business or whatever it is, or with your podcast, like the more you do, the more people you're exposed to, you hear their stories, their journeys. And you know, for me, it's been like, oh, I guess, you know, I could probably do that. Or something that I used to think was way out there would never happen. The more people I'm seeing that are being extremely successful, it starts to become a little more comfortable in the sense of, huh, it's possible. So I really think who we surround ourselves with makes a very, you know, powerful impact on achieving our goals, you know, and also the support, you know, with family, with friends. So maybe you could share a little bit about your group too, because I would love for the audience to hear about your boot camp and, you know, if that's something that people are looking for support in that arena that they might get some benefit from.
Yes, absolutely. And seeing is believing. That I 100% subscribe to that. And so the Renegade program, it's really an accelerator. It's for women who are in a point of inflection in their lives, a season of just expansion. They are feeling that momentum, but they're really wanting to accelerate it in on all aspects. So it's equal parts education. I teach a curriculum, and I'll kind of get down to what that is, but also collaboration and accountability, which talking about action again, I'm all about idea, action, mm-hmm. and a lot of experimentation along the way. But the curriculum is based around building your presence online, sharing your who and why, how to articulate that brand essence to where it does create connections that convert. So these women are leaders, they're entrepreneurs, founders, they're intrapreneurs in the corporate world who are looking to, you know, continue to accelerate upward and maybe leapfrog a few steps on the ladder, build their presence and their thought leadership. So I teach on public speaking, both the business side as well as the performance side. I've been doing it for 12 plus years as a paid speaker, and it's incredible what it can do for your business and your thought leadership and personal and professional growth. I also teach on publishing. Lots of people have books in them and or plan to write a book someday, both the business side and the writing creative side, as well as partnerships, podcasting, and productizing your intellectual property. So it's incredible. This is the career love of my life. And I always talk about where purpose, passion, and skill collide, bliss resides in that intersection. So if you can imagine a Venn diagram of those three, it's something that you can't just go find and seek. You have to create that. And so that's a difficult thing. You know, it's not for everyone, but these women are incredible. They're able to network and they're from all over the globe, and it's all virtual. It's a 3-month intensive, 2 to 3 month intensive. I spend time with them live, and a lot of it is mentality as well, you know, getting through that next ceiling of limiting beliefs. And we teach on that quantum leap concept where we're bridging, you know, both sides of the spectrum and elevating it. So it's incredible, and all walks of life. I mean, women from so many different verticals, they are all like-hearted, like-minded though. So it's, and then afterward, they are in the collective, which means all the graduates and the alumni get to sync, and they're doing partnerships together, collaborations, hiring each other, investing in each other. And that's the other thing that I love to do is invest in women as well. Mm-hmm. And so it's just It's just, it's hard to call it work.
Right? That's incredible. And I love the community that you've built. I mean, because that's really what it sounds like to me. It sounds like a community. And what I've learned too is that connection is so key for when you're trying to grow your brand or your business. And that's, you know, coming from a healthcare background, I had no clue how to navigate marketing, social media, being an entrepreneur, but I figured I was going to figure it out on the way of my journey. And what I've really learned in the kind of leaps and bounds that I've had, they've all come down truly to connection and, you know, meeting someone, hitting it off, meeting someone else, and just the growth is incredible. So I think a program like what you're doing would be really valuable for people who are looking for that community connection and kind of taking it to the next step for sure.
Oh, it's amazing. I love the ability to learn together, but not let it end. You know, it's not a program where you get on the train and then you get off. It just keeps going up and up and up. So
yeah. Incredible. Well, anything else you would like to share? We are coming to an end. Any like new things you want to share? How can people find you?
Yeah, I think just staying connected and as things unfold, you can hopefully, you know, we'll be able to connect and follow each other's path. So at Amy Jo Martin is my social handle. And my website is amyjomartin.com. The Renegade program I just mentioned is renegadebrandbootcamp.com. And yeah, there's, you know, the Why Not Now podcast is another place to check out. But more than anything, I'm just excited to, you know, get to know some of your listeners and thank you for this opportunity, and it'll be fun to follow each other's journeys.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you so much for coming on. This was an absolute pleasure. And everybody, check out her stuff and check out her podcast. I listened to one of your episodes. I really enjoyed it. So thanks again. Take care. Thank you so much for tuning into the Live Greatly podcast today. You can learn more about me and Live Greatly at www.livegreatly.co. You can check out my online courses, A Healthy Mind Starts in the Kitchen to Eat to Optimize Your Mood, and an 8-week online course to guide you towards optimal well-being and success. Check me out on Instagram at livegreatly_co and on Facebook at livegreatly.co. I'm also very active on LinkedIn, so you can follow me there. Please leave a review and subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss out on any future episodes. Share it with your friends. And until next time, this is Crystal Bauer with Live Greatly, encouraging you to awaken your ultimate potential.